Back in June, the Lone Star was taking fish from the local fishermen in the Agushik section of the Nooshigak District for processing by Trident Seafoods. On June 30th, during a change in the tide, the vessel's anchor line struck the vessel's transducer when at anchor. That resulted in damage to the hull. The vessel began taking on water and eventually capsized in about 18 feet of water. It's been sitting on the bottom of the Agushik River since that time, and it looks like it will stay there for a little longer as responders try and figure out a way to get the vessel unstuck from the mud at the bottom of the river. Petty Officer Sean Eggert is a spokesman for Coast Guard Sector Anchorage, which is monitoring the recovery effort.
The crews out at the site are still working on a new salvage plan after their last attempt to bring the vessel up out of the river failed.
The world-renowned salvage company Magone Marine Services was hired to lighter the fuel off the Lone Star and to salvage the vessel. It took over a month, but the fuel tanks were eventually emptied. However, efforts to refloat the Lone Star have so far been unsuccessful as the vessel is stuck in the mud. Petty Officer Eggert says it's unknown when a new approach will be tried.
We don't really have at this time any kind of an estimation on when the salvage plan will be finalized or even how long the completion of this work will take. The last plan that had been, or the last thing that had been talked about as far as a potential plan was to bring in a larger crane that would have more strength. A larger capacity to try and tug the boat up off the riverbed.
The Lone Star is currently sitting on the bottom of the Agushik River near the river's mouth. Eggert says removing the vessel from its current location is a priority.
I can say that the vessel where it is a hazard to navigation, so leaving it in the river could cause some problems with vessels that want to transit through that area.
At the time of the sinking, the crew of the Lone Star reported the vessel was carrying over 13.7 thousand gallons of diesel fuel and about 300 gallons of other petroleum products. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation reports that all of the fuel's been removed from the vessel. A situation report issued August 14th noted that an estimated 7.2 thousand gallons of oil and over 3.7 thousand gallons of oily water were removed from 9 fuel tanks. Alaska Shadow also removed 5 bags of oily absorbents that were used to mitigate spills from the Lone Star. Petty Officer Eggert says the responders are still trying to figure out how much diesel and other petroleum products leaked into the Agushik River. Some product definitely leaked out because a steady sheening was seen from the time the vessel went down until about August 9th when the lightering effort was complete. Eggert confirms responders are still trying to work on a new salvage plan, which must be approved by the Coast Guard before it can be implemented. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.